This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, everyone in ILTA land, depending on where you are. Welcome to the latest in our podcast series, and right now we're talking about a leadership topic. Hopefully you've seen our blog post, and you'll be on the lookout for our webinar about mentoring up and succession planning and managing yourself out of a career. I'm Joy Heath Rush. I'm the interim CEO of ILTA and a longtime ILTA volunteer and corporate sponsor prior to joining the staff. And our topic today is about mentoring up. So many of you have probably heard about managing up, which we think of as managing your superiors, those relationships, and that communication. And in this, we're going to be talking specifically about mentoring up. What that is, how it's different from other mentoring relationships, and why it might be important for you to do it. When we think about what mentoring up means, it really means preparing to some degree your superiors for your departure and figuring out what you need to do to learn to get to the next level in your organization. So we're going to explore that in more detail. I'm very fortunate to have with me today my friend and colleague Doreen Watt from Voorhees, and she and I are going to be doing a little bit of an interview for each other. So Doreen, can you introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Joy, and hello, fellow Iltons. I'm really happy to be participating in this with Joy. I am the Senior Project and Process Manager at Voorhees, Sater, Seymour & Pease, a law firm in Columbus, Ohio, and I have been here in my position at the firm for 20 years as of February 1st, and I have participated in many volunteering roles at ILTA, and I'm happy to provide Joy today on this topic of mentoring up.
Well, and one of the things that we'll probably get to in our conversation, I mean, you've been at Voorhees a long time and obviously not in the same job. When I left, my first law firm job was at Sidley Austin, and I was there for 28 years. And someone said to me, how did it feel to leave someplace after being in the same job for 28 years? And I said, what in the world led you to believe I was in the same job for 28 years? I probably had 15 different jobs in the course of that 28 years, which leads us really well into the discussion of how you mentor yourself up and into the next job. So, Doreen, my first question for you is, how is mentoring up different from other mentoring relationships?
There are several ways that it's the same, and I will start with that and then get to a little bit how it's different. But in the, you are aware, in the traditional mentoring relationship, that usually focuses on someone that's more experienced and seasoned in their career, helping, that being the mentor, helping the mentee to reach new heights. There, in the past, there's been a recent surge of information on reverse mentoring, which is similar in structure to the traditional mentoring, except the mentee is providing the mentor with new ways of thinking and fresh ideas. And what I think of when I think of mentoring up is it's really a collaboration in a relationship that it is mutually beneficial to both, but it's the mentor, the mentee, figuring out and being able to ask from their mentor what they need to be able to move up into the next level. But it goes a little bit even beyond that, because it embraces the idea of giving your boss and or his boss, her boss, their bosses, the guidance that they need to provide you what you need to do your job effectively. You know, all mentoring relationships provide for support and encouragement and professional and development. And in that regard, the mentoring up idea is not different. I think the one key difference, though, in mentoring up is that you don't get to choose your mentor. I mean, it's your boss. And particularly in the law firm environment, you may be mentoring someone whose skill set is the law and law firms and not necessarily your division or your niche. So you may even have a language barrier. You know, I hold a PMP certification, a project management professional certification, and that has its own dictionary of language to use. And you may, and, you know, we may find that in many different areas within the law firm.
I'd really like to expand on this comment you make about not choosing your mentor. I thought that was particularly insightful, because in most mentoring relationships, you're looking out, you're seeking a mentor. And when you're mentoring up, it's kind of whoever is above you. So I thought that was a very important point. I think a related one is that it's not necessarily the person directly above you. Just like a mentoring relationship may not be someone who's immediately subordinate to you if you're a manager, it could be even someone at the same level. But you may be mentoring up to someone a couple of levels up to from you in the organization. So when you think about these mentoring up relationships and the fact that you kind of have no choice, someone reaches out, what is it that you believe gives you standing to mentor up? That is, when someone is seeking mentoring from you and that person is above you in the organization, why do you think that is? Why do you think that they're seeking mentoring from you, or that you're in a position to offer mentoring to them?
Because they can see the value in you. I mean, we are our own billboards for what we bring to the organization. And the opportunity to mentor up, or, and as you said, mentor laterally, is that you have a unique skill set that you can bring to the table that they either see, or you help them to see the ways in which you can offer to them what they need to be successful. And I think in the mentoring up relationship, you're looking to provide a mutually beneficial relationship for both of you. You know, in my career, I've been fortunate enough that I have had several bosses who are willing to be a participant in a mentoring relationship. And I was thinking of one easy little example is sometimes those of you that know me may not find this easy to believe. But sometimes I don't speak up in meetings because I'm processing. I like to process the information and be prepared for that. And when my boss's boss is in a meeting, sometimes that can appear that I'm not participatory or I'm not fully engaged. And a simple task of mentoring up in that type of scenario was to discuss this with my boss and let him know, hey, maybe I could have some materials prior to the meeting so I could do some of that internal processing prior to getting to a meeting so that I can then speak up. So it's a way of looking at how you can become a more active participant in your own career and in your own relationships.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. The idea of it being active also and not passive. In the case of a traditional mentoring relationship, you're seeking someone out. So that feels like an active relationship. The mentoring up may feel more passive, but in fact, it's not, because you're in a lot of ways taking control of your career. One of another example I'll add to the one you talked about you know, how you respond in meetings and whether you're sitting and being quiet and processing. One of the tips I've learned over the years that a great way to mentor up is to go to your superior, if that person is going to be in a meeting with you, and say, hey, this is what I need from you in this meeting. You know, this is how you can be the most support of me, and mentor them on what's going to be of assistance to you. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, you mentioned being active in this, in a mentoring up mentality, you actually have to be acutely aware of what you do need, because you can't ask for it if you don't know what that is. And so it makes you more of an active participant to be able to assess your own skills and be able to assess those around you, what they can provide to you. It sort of shifts the responsibility, you know, from passively waiting to get from your boss, to get from your mentor, to you actively taking the lead.
I think those are excellent points. So there are probably people out there sitting going, what are you talking about mentoring up? There really isn't such thing as mentoring up. Can you really mentor up? I think we would say the answer to that question is a resounding yes, but tell me about why you think so.
For the reasons that I even just stated, that, you know, mentoring up lets you take better control of your career, and it gives you an opportunity for proactive engagement. Like we said earlier, it provides an avenue for you to have self-awareness, which in turn leads to self-leadership. And when you're looking to move, whether it's just laterally to another position or up in the organization or even to another organization, I don't think you can effectively do that unless you have a good understanding of what your own skill sets are. And if you take an active part in mentoring up, it allows you to become acutely aware of your strengths and weaknesses and to be able to help those around you help you. And in turn, you're benefiting the entire organization.
I really see that benefit to the whole organization, most definitely. And it also just creates, in my view, an important trust level of trust if you're effective at it. I mean, I can think of an example in my career where I had been at the organization for quite a long period of time, at that point, 15 years or so. And I had a new superior come in who really didn't know anybody. And that person learned to lean on me for guidance about the institutional politics. And I was in a position to mentor my superior very much about the culture of the organization, the roles that people played, if you will, the power structure inside the organization. And it really assisted in smoothing that person's integration into the organization and effectiveness, you know, at the same time. So that's one example of where someone may not even realize they need your mentoring, but nonetheless will take it, which is, I think, really important.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in the beginning, I told you I'd been at Voorhees for 20 years, and I was counting. I've had 7 bosses and 5 different roles, just like you mentioned in your experience. And in some of those relationships, I had mentored up people that are now my peers.
And actually, that's a good feeling, I think. At least I find that it is. So what questions do you have for me, Doreen, around this topic?
Well, I would like to hear from your perspective. How do you think, we mentioned at the very beginning we were going to talk about managing up. How is managing up different from mentoring up?
I think that it is different, actually. And when I think of managing upward, I think about all of the things, I hate to use the word spin, but I think it's not a bad one. It's all of the things that you need to do to prepare that person for stuff that's happening in your job today. It's making sure that you're communicating on behalf of your own subordinates information in a way that your superior can understand. It's couching information in the right form that person is ready to perceive it and ready to understand it and act on it. There's a little bit more, again, I hate to use the word because it sounds so negative, that it's a manipulation. And I hesitate to use that word, but in fact, it is trying to get information presented in such a way that it's actionable for your superior. And it's very much about today, what's happening today. I think mentoring up is potentially much more about what's happening tomorrow. That is, it's preparing that person to know what you would be capable of in another job, to prepare that person that, in fact, you might be interested in or aspiring to another job, and then helping that person further their own career to make more potentially room for you in that job, creating opportunities for you, maybe aspiring to the job that individual is in and helping them be successful. And I can remember a boss I had once. He was coming in, he was brand new, and it was our first meeting, and we talked for a little while, and then he said, "Do you have any questions for me?" And I said, "Yeah, just one. What do you need from me to be successful in your job?" And he looked at me and he said, "I have never in my career had anyone ask me that before." He really had to think about it, but he appreciated it, and he immediately understood that I was there being on his team. So, Doreen, what do you think of my distinction between managing up and mentoring up? Does it make sense?
I think it does. And as you were speaking, it occurred to me that managing up is more of the operational function of your job and mentoring up is more of the strategic. So you will constantly be revising how you manage up based on how you mentor up.
I think that's a fantastic way of looking at it, actually. And I wish I'd thought of it myself. So thank you for thinking it on my behalf. What other questions do you have for me today?
Let me ask you this. So as you've moved in your career, how have you communicated with your superiors about your aspirations and your plans?
You know, this gets very much to the comment, Doreen, you made, which I appreciated tremendously, about taking control of your career, about one of the things that mentoring is about is taking control of your career. I have learned not to just be tapped on the shoulder. I mean, I very much will be up front, particularly at review time where you have that opportunity. But you look for logical points in time to make your wishes known. So for example, if you have some kind of quarterly management meeting at your firm where you're the top person, your executive director, the managing partner, the CIO, whomever it is, talks to the staff about initiatives, things that are happening in the organization, that's a great opportunity to go to your superior and say, you know what, I am really interested in these customer satisfaction types of things that you're talking about. I have skills to bear here or bring to bear, or this is a skill I would really like to learn, and use that because it's already fresh in that person's mind that you might be interested in something. And it's an opportunity to mentor up. So if you know, for example, let's take a user satisfaction survey, something we often do in IT. You may know that your superior needs to get that done, and it may be not something at all that he or she is interested in doing. That's a great opportunity to say, hey, I really enjoyed your quarterly meeting. I understand we're doing this survey. I don't know how much you enjoy doing things like that, but I really do, or I aspire to that. So find a way to make it a win-win situation. In some cases, I've been even more blunt. You know, I've said, I would like to do jobs in this area for about 3 to 5 years. I think that's what I need to get to the next level. You know, ultimately, I would like to have my own shop. Anything you can do to help give me some opportunities to help me develop in this area would be good. Sometimes someone will be funny and say, I guess you're trying to push me out. And I'd be, well, no, not necessarily. I mean, I think we all frown on moving someone out before they're ready, but you can still prepare yourself for the next point in your career. So I've tried to be very upfront about it. The older I've gotten, the more upfront I am. But I also look for the right moment to communicate it. Usually there's some kind of triggering event or inflection point where it makes sense to open that conversation. Again, the obvious one is at review time, but that's only once a year. You probably want to do it more often than that.
Yeah, I love that idea, Joy, because I have in the past been that passive person waiting to be tapped on the shoulder. And sometimes those opportunities present themselves, and if you're not equipped to say what your strengths are, to be able to say, hey, I don't even know if this is a strength, but I'm interested in it and willing to step up and take the helm and do what needs to be done, even, you know, not knowing what the outcome could be. Like I said, I've been fortunate enough to actually now have peers where I have mentored up to, and it's helped us both. So I love that. Have you ever mentored a superior in managing up?
Actually, yes, I can. It makes me laugh because I can think of one situation in particular, and this was the same superior who had come in, you know, to a new situation. I'd been there a long time, and I had worked with her boss for that 15 years because we started around the same time. And we came up with a really good strategy for achieving approval on something we were trying to do, we were working on together, and we put together our communication plan and how we were going to pass the baton back and forth in the meeting where we were pitching it. And then she looked at me and she said, boy, that was great. I really appreciate it. And then she looked at me and she goes, you never do that for me, do you? I mean, with it. Where you're managing up to me. And I was like, oh no. It's like, I was teasing. I said, well, of course I do. I mean, that's a really important skill, especially when someone has had a change in position. If you can help them, you know, someone comes in new to the organization, they're never going to know as much about the organization as you do, and offer that wisdom without ever going down the, well, we've always done it this way. Nobody likes to hear that. Uh-huh. You know? But you can say, okay, that idea that you're about to pitch, you know, say you're in your management meeting and your immediate boss said, well, I'm going to go to the executive director and pitch this initiative. It would be great for that person to know. You can come and say, hey, you know what? I've always thought that was a great idea. The last time we pitched this to the executive director was 3 years ago, and here's what he or she said, so you may want to be prepared for those arguments. Okay. Boy, look how much you just saved that person in terms of political capital and preparation, as well as allowing them to be more confident in going into the pitch that they're going to have to do. So yes, I absolutely have, and I've always found that to be very rewarding because I'm really helping somebody else be successful, and most people are loyal. If you've helped them be successful, they want to help you be successful.
Yeah, when you were speaking, I thought this is where the building trust that you mentioned before, that's how it starts. And I think that I love that.
Yeah, there's no question about it, because every relationship, whether it's a personal relationship, a work relationship, somewhere, somehow is based on trust. And the more things you can do to establish trust and maintain trust, the better you're going to come out in the end.
I totally agree.
So I think we're about at the end of our time, and hopefully all of our listeners have found this to be helpful. If there are one or two takeaways, Doreen, that you'd have from our conversation today for our listeners, what would they be?
I would like them to think about their mentoring up relationship with their boss, and that to effectively do it, you have to be accurately able to assess your own needs. And if people can do that and think about what they need to make themselves successful, I would tell them to take that away. And I like what you said, so I would have them take away from it to ask their superiors what they can do to make them successful, because that in turn is going to make themselves successful.
And I will say my biggest learning for today is this idea of know thyself, that you really can't effectively mentor unless you know what you're capable of, what you can do, and what it is that you need to learn, what experiences you need to gain. So to me, that was tremendously valuable. And then my second takeaway is just to look for logical points to engage in this type of mentoring up conversation or activity. Don't let it just be once a year at review time. Look for other triggers in your communication or in changes that are happening in your organization that give you that chance to speak up. So thank you everybody for participating and listening in our podcast today. It's part of a series about mentoring yourself out of a job. It started with Doreen. Thank you, Doreen. Doreen's blog posting on January 8th. Take a look at that. We have this podcast, and then coming soon, there'll be a webinar entitled The Paradox of Succession Planning or How to Mentor Yourself Out of a Job. That's a very, we think, very important topic in today's management world. There will also be, with this podcast, you should see a link to a survey. It's also with the blog. And this is a survey about your experiences around mentoring. And we would ask that you would fill it out, and it will give us some shape and some data around the upcoming webinar. So please fill it in. Please tell a friend about it. And we hope to see you at that webinar. We hope you enjoy the blog, and we certainly hope to see you at another ILTA podcast soon. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.